It's WSB's Money Matters with Wes Moss. Certified financial planner and chief investment strategist from Atlantis Capital Investment Advisors. Wes talks to you about investing and saving for the future. Brought to you every Sunday by RBM of Atlanta Mercedes-Benz Sandy Springs.
And here we go. Good morning. Welcome to Money Matters. What a crazy week in markets. And what we're talking about today is the problem with following the zeitgeist that is just usually so wrong and so ridiculous, and it's so costly to you and your wallet, and why the drumbeat about tax reform is all wrong. When I say the zeitgeist, it is an annoying word. You could replace the zeitgeist with the prevailing media blather of the day that sets the direction or the tone of America. Here's the definition of zeitgeist, teaching moment for a second. If you haven't looked this up, zeitgeist is the spirit of the age or the time. It's the spirit of the age or the time. It's the dominant set of ideas and the dominant set of beliefs that motivate the actions of members of a society in a particular period of time. And today, that zeitgeist, propagated by media that is typically extremely wrong, is telling you that tax reform in America, that, by the way, is about to get done, is only for the rich. It's only for the wealthy. It's only for the really high earners. And that just could not be more wrong. So here we go into a week of, and I'm going to tell you a story about how I've been talking about this all week and ran into, and I have a great anecdotal story that really pours gasoline on the story I'm about to tell you today about why the media has been so wrong about what tax reform really means to the average American. Who's listening to Money Matters? Yes, probably a slightly wealthier demographic, because you get up on a Sunday morning, you want to sit down and listen to somebody talk about money and the economy and the stock market and how that impacts you and your savings for a couple of hours on a Sunday morning. So you skew maybe a little bit higher, you care more about it, you've been disciplined about it, you're thinking about it, and yes, of course, we know that that typically leads to higher net worth, higher average earnings, and that's great. But the problem with most of America is that the media has propagated this thought that all the tax cuts that are going to happen are just for the ultra wealthy. And I want to talk that through today, and we give you some numbers about how that is missing the boat completely. As a week in the world of politics and economics and market, one of the most eventful weeks we've had all year, and an extreme week, but topic number one, all about taxes and tax reform that is bubbling up to the surface as we speak. Most volatile week, by the way, that we've seen in 2017. Biggest point swing we've seen in a very, very long time, all in the middle of the day. And here we are with the Dow closing above 24,000 in a significant fashion. One of the biggest point swings we have seen in a very, very long time. For the week, Dow up 2.86%. Up 2.86%. There was a point on Thursday where we were down, or Friday, where we were down 350 points. Just in one day, on Friday alone. One day. Yet we finished up on the week almost 2.9%. Bitcoin, another extraordinary mover. Bitcoin, it hit 11,000 in the middle of the week. There was a point in time where Bitcoin was down almost $2,000 in the middle of the day. And then I'm just looking at my Coinbase account, finishing or trading as we speak at 11,600. So just an absolute roller coaster for Bitcoin as well. Then, of course, the Michael Flynn series of events, pleading guilty on Friday. Market, again, that's what drove this market down 350 points midday. By the afternoon, again, almost back to the flat line. This Twitter storm erupted about the impeachment or the impending impeachment about Trump. Anyone that is liberal in my text stream, of course, immediately texting me, oh, this is it, this he's done. Well, that's not going to be the case. So what this really centers around, though, is the climate in Washington, and can Congress get something done on taxes? Topic number one, taxes. Topic number one for investors, taxes. Now, topic number one really should be about the economy. That's what really matters and how that impacts earnings, right? But the sideshow on Friday was all about Michael Flynn. But all eyes should be on tax reform. And to some extent, rightly so, as tax reform and the bill that was now just passed by, or the measures that were just passed by the Senate, we know it was already done by the House. Now they have to reconcile and play some ping pong and figure out a compromise between those two plans. But the tax reform bill has potential to have significant impact on the economy and significant impact on earnings, which is directly what you and I care about. That's directly what matters to your 401k. So I've been saying this since the middle of the summer. In fact, I went back and looked at what show. We did a show called The Trump Tax PR Tsunami. And this was all the way back in July when we were still talking about healthcare, Congress's inability to get anything done, back and forth, healthcare continued to fail. The prevailing message from the media, of course, saying, oh, the Trump administration is never going to get anything passed. They can't do anything on healthcare. No way they're going to do anything on tax reform. Wrong. July 23rd, I told you that you would see a absolute public relations tsunami, similar to a giant book tour from the Trump administration and Washington about tax reform and why it's important and why it needs to happen. And that's exactly what started in around August of this year, culminating into the week we just had, where the Senate and now the House and now the Senate have come to some independently in those two channels. They want tax reform to happen. Now they've got, again, to get together and reconcile each one of those versions of tax reform. But something is about to happen here, and something's about to get passed, at least in my opinion. So we've seen this bubbling up since the summer. And despite most reports and coverage from the media, that the PR tsunami about tax reform, it's working. And it's going to get tax reform through. Now, we're not there yet. We're not there yet, but we're getting very, very close. I said tax reform would go through by the first quarter of 2018. It might, in fact, get done in the next couple of weeks here, certainly before the end of 2017, maybe in the next couple of weeks, 2 to 3. It wasn't until this week, particularly on Thursday, when John McCain came out in support that Senate's tax deal, that the markets finally started to recognize some sort of deal is going to get done. It wasn't until McCain came out and said, hey, I'm for this bill, that's when we started to really see markets head north. Wham, up over 300 points in a single day, as soon as we heard about the support of Senator McCain. In fact, despite Friday's down day, which was only down a tiny fraction, this week in the stock market, one of the very best we have seen. Actually, it's the best week we have seen since December of last year, 2016. And investors are now finally pricing in the very real possibility that tax reform gets done and gets done soon. Now, there's still a tremendous amount of misinformation out there when it comes to tax reform. There's a lot of misinformation and what that reform will mean for you. And what it'll mean for me, and what it'll mean for this U.S. economy, and what that means for the stock market. And that's what we care about, right? The misinformation, though, is where you will find opportunity. And I know the misinformation is out there. Let me give you an example of this. The zeitgeist, let's go back to the prevailing thought, again, propagated by the media. The zeitgeist in 2015 and through 2016 was the economy was shaky and weak and crumbling. As we got through the election, yes, you always get this negative tone. The economy's bad, so elect me. The economy's bad, so elect me. So that's what the media covered. And the thought was that, yes, this is a terrible recovery. It hasn't been any good. Wages aren't going anywhere. There's still so many people unemployed. So the zeitgeist was perpetuated by 90% of the media, maybe 95% of the media. And it turned out to be very wrong. And if you listen to how bad things were and only getting worse, if you listen to that to the letter and you did not invest in this market and this economy and you ran away from stocks and you ran away from equities, And by the way, there's proof that the majority of investors have done that. The majority of investors have actually run away from stocks, not just in the past year or two, but over the past decade. Maybe it hasn't been you because you've been listening to what really is going on in the economy. But the majority of Americans have shifted away from markets and away from stocks. And if you believed in that prevailing message that is, hey, bad economy, things are only getting worse, bad markets ahead, only getting worse, you have been left behind. You have been left behind in a very big way. Now, I have tried to help prevent you from only seeing the glass half empty story. Or as our CIO friend of mine, Robert Sanders, likes to say, he looks at things glass half broken, not just half empty, but half broken. You've been left behind. You've been left behind. And again, from an investment perspective, it is very important to always be skeptical about what's actually happening to make sure that, in fact, we are seeing fundamental strength and not just small green shoots about to go away. But if you have believed that the prevailing story that things are getting worse, you've been left behind. At the very least, you have missed either all of or a very big part of the rally that we've seen in the past year. Over the past year, and this is not year to date, let's go back 12 months, the beginning of last December, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 26%, the S&P 500 up 20%. NASDAQ up 30. So if you bought into all of the misinformation, you have lost big time. And right now, here's what's getting missed. The media is misreporting on what this tax reform bill really does for most Americans. And I'm going to get to that story when Money Matters returns. By the way, phone number here, phone lines open on this foggy morning here in Atlanta. 48 degrees on Peachtree and dense fog out of my window here on Peachtree. The number in the studio, 404-872-0750. Again, 404-872-0750. The misinformation about tax reform right here on Money Matters, straight ahead.
Now, here's more great money and investment advice from certified financial planner Wes Moss.
So there's a tremendous amount of misinformation about tax reform. And here's what I think is getting missed. And here's what the media is missing or misreporting about. And that's that this tax reform bill is just a tax cut for the rich. It's the millionaires that get the real juice out of these tax cuts. That's what at least the media has been saying. And arguably, in the beginning of the debate, that actually did look to be the case. The top tax bracket was reduced from almost 40% or 39.6% where it is today down to 35%. Small business owners, many of them that make a couple million dollars a year. The original proposal was that if you own a small business, your taxes were going to go all the way down to 15%. Can you imagine that windfall? Business owner that makes $2 million a year pays 39.6%. And the tax bill says now, oh, because you own a business, you're going to go all the way down to 15%. I mean, that would have been a tremendous tax cut. Hundreds of thousands of dollars back into the pocket of somebody who already makes a couple million dollars a year. So arguably, in the beginning of this debate, if all would have gone through as the original proposals stated, sure, it would have been a giant tax cut for the rich. But all of that has been compromised away. And there is the upper end tax bracket is still going to be likely right in that 39.6% range. Business owners are not going to get to pay 15% in taxes. So that has been changed as the details have been negotiated. We're going to talk about those details and the zeitgeist around tax reform when Money Matters returns. In misinformation, you will find opportunity, and that's exactly what's happening from the blathering media of America. And I use the term zeitgeist, but it's just I'm so uncomfortable to even use that word. What I'm talking about is the spirit of the age or the time and the dominant set of ideas and beliefs that motivate how we feel and the actions of members of a society. That's what the zeitgeist means. And really what has happened is that the prevailing thought is that tax reform is only going to help the rich. And it's only going to help those who are already wealthy, and it doesn't really help the middle class like that was promised on the campaign trail. And from all the reports that I've seen, part of that is because the reports were on the original thought of how tax reform could be, and the actual, what is, let's call it, the real details of tax reform have changed from the original headlines of the tax reform. And it's not as though the media has really, it's not as though they said, okay, let's really dive into these details and see what this is really going to do. Let's just continue to report that it's only for the rich. Now, there is a Cato study report that I'm going to talk about here that puts this into much better perspective. So we have a lot that is getting missed right now. Even recently, many of the reports that I've read show that the highest paid folks take the big share of tax cuts. Remember that when this goes through, here are the big headline numbers. Tax reform was going to be close to $900 billion for individuals. $900 billion tax cut. Now, this is over many years. $600 billion for corporations. That's $1.5 trillion tax cut. So somebody's getting some serious tax cuts. Yes, it's over 10 years, but that's a very real impactful number. We're going to talk about this Cato Institute report that shows or puts tax reform into a much better, or what I think a much more accurate picture. Remember, the prevailing thought is that tax reform, it's only a giant tax cut for the rich. The media loves that message and has been running with that message. But from what I see, that is not the case. And from what the Cato study report shows, it's not the case. Let's think about it from what I've seen from my perspective, talking to families and folks that I work with that are, sure, they're in, let's go through, if you're in the upper income brackets, and there's plenty of families I work with that are in this category, they may make $500,000 a year, they may make $1 million or $2 million a year. Much of that group could actually see a net tax increase. You take away the state tax deduction, you take away the local tax deduction, your property tax deduction, and now you keep the top rate somewhere near this 39.6%, which will probably happen, as opposed to the original thought that we were going to come down to 35 for the top rate. That's not going to happen. And wham, this is a group that perhaps just lost $100,000 worth of deductions, maybe $200,000 worth of tax reductions. And if you're losing that much in deductions, even if the 39.6% tax rate doesn't kick in until a higher income level than previous tax tables used to do, where you're going to get a little bit of a cut, you're still going to have a flat to maybe even higher tax bill, particularly if you're in the Northeast or California, where you have really high state income taxes that will no longer help reduce your overall tax bill because the deduction, the SALT deduction, state and local income tax is going away from what we can see in this bill. So the reporting on this, for a variety of reasons, is wrong. This is not a big tax cut for the rich. I think it will help the rich, but I think it actually helps middle class even more. I was at a golf tournament yesterday, a 3-club-only golf tournament. So if you're a golfer, you might relate to this, where you only can choose 3 clubs and that's all you can take, which makes it arguably a very difficult game, even more difficult. But I was sitting there eating breakfast, again, tons of, let's call it 100 people at this tournament, and somebody who I didn't really know kind of leaned over as the topic of tax reform came up. This is long before anyone's out on the golf course eating breakfast, and leaned over and said, let me tell you something. I'll tell you, this tax cut for me, and I'm a high-income person, it's going to help me. It's probably going to help you, Wes, but you and I don't need it. This tax cut's going to the rich. This is only going to the upper income folks. None of this is going to the middle class. And it's all going to big businesses, big corporations, and high earners. And I'll tell you what, that's exactly what's happening. And I thought to myself, well, this is exactly the problem, is that we've got it looks as though, and these are arguably well-informed Americans, are just totally wrong. They're just totally wrong about what's happening and what's coming down the pike. So let's set the record straight. Let's look at this in a more accurate way. And let's look at this, and I'll talk through what this federal tax cut that's coming really will do for different income categories. Because the story at breakfast yesterday that I was told leaned over, let me tell you what this tax reform. Meanwhile, in my head, I'm thinking I've been studying tax reform for the last 6 months, and I know where these cuts are coming. And the prevailing thought on it is just wrong. Let's look at the Cato study from the, now this is of the Senate plan, which was again passed. There's going to be reconciliation between the House and the Senate, so they're going to play some political ping pong back and forth to try to get the final number set. For instance, there was a report, and again, I've told you this was going to happen. The prevailing thought is that we want taxes for corporations to come down to 20%. We've said that there will be some sort of compromise because it's probably not going to go all the way down to 20%. Trump hinted at this yesterday or last night that you're probably going to see a 22% tax rate instead of 20. So again, that's this compromise that's going to go between the House and the Senate bill. But let's look at the Cato Institute and really understand what it looks like for these different income brackets. The Cato study tries to equalize how to look at the new tax bill. And since so what they're doing is they're going to pull out the payroll tax and excise taxes. And that's how they did this in their report. Because that group of taxation isn't even up for debate on change. There's no talk of changing payroll taxes. That's FICA for you, that we all pay up to a certain amount in our paycheck. That is not on the table to change. So we're going to take that out for everybody. We're going to remove that piece of taxation and then look at what's remaining in this bill to see how it impacts you. So their study shows how the actual tax plan will impact specific income taxpayers in this in several different categories. So first of all, let's start on the lower end of income from zero to about $40,000. And this is household income. They don't really get much of a tax break because right now they don't really pay a whole lot or any federal income tax to begin with. Remember, I'm excluding FICA, which is Social Security tax, and that we're assuming that still gets paid. Now we're going to go to what do we pay on top of that? What are the other federal taxes that we're paying? So we're looking at federal income tax. But get into the $40,000 to $50,000 range. So we're saying between zero and 40, you don't get a big tax cut because you already don't pay a lot of taxes to begin with. Now let's go to the $40,000 and $50,000 range. It gets really significant. There's a significant reduction in your federal piece of your tax bill. Between $40,000 and $50,000, and this is household, this is done on the household level, you would get a 51% income tax reduction on the federal side. Now, because this is a general study, we don't know exactly, we don't know the exact numbers, but from what I can tell here in this study, if you're getting a 50% reduction in your taxes, you might be going from paying $1,000 in federal income tax down to $500 in income tax. So you're saving a couple hundred bucks. But on a percentage basis, it's a very big deal. 51% for that category, $40,000 to $50,000 in income. Between $50,000 and $75,000, let's say you're in that bracket, according to the Cato Institute, your federal income taxes are going to go down by 24%. Big, big number. If you're in the $75,000 to $100,000 tax bracket, your income taxes will come down, again, if this stayed with the Senate plan, 17% reduction. If you're in the $100,000 to $200,000 tax bracket, according to the Cato Institute, you would have a 13% reduction in your taxes. Between $200,000 and $500,000, you're going to have a 12.6% income tax reduction. In the $500 to $1 million tax category, you'll see a reduction of 12%. On the $1 million category, and they just have a $1 million plus in their study, you'd see a 5.8% federal income tax reduction. So all taxpayers in the 10 to 12% range, again, we're isolating this and only looking at the federal tax piece excluding FICA, which, from what I can tell, does not get changed under either tax bill that is up for adoption. Now, all these are projections, and if you look at the Cato Institute, it's a libertarian think tank. But what it tells you is that the zeitgeist around tax reform and the story I told you about yesterday before playing golf is that it's just the prevailing thought is just completely wrong. The fact that the tax cut doesn't help the middle class, that's just flat wrong. The fact that the wealthy benefit the most, that's just wrong. Yes, there's some small business owners that will benefit. And I see this in the lower portion of the upper 1%. So not the upper 1%, but the lower portion of the 1%. The business owner making $300,000-$400,000 a year, that looks like a category that's going to get a little bit of a tax cut. But the small business owner and the $1 million, $2 million, $5 million small business owner, they're not going to see very much reduction at all. The deduction in the Senate bill only helps on the first $500,000. Then you revert right back to 39.6%. See, if you look at let's look at the national average for a second. The average national top one to be a one percenter from an income perspective, $390,000. Now, it's different for every state. New York, you'd be a top one percenter on income, you're going to make $515,000. Georgia, to be a top one percenter from an income perspective, you've got to make $345,000. If this tax reform does, in fact, happen, and I believe it will in the coming weeks, it is a very big deal because it impacts almost everyone. And on January 1st, when paychecks start to get increased, we're gonna see the majority of Americans, particularly in the middle class, see a pay raise, a net after-tax income increase. And that's a very big deal when millions and millions of Americans are in that category. We've got to go to a quick news, weather, traffic break. We've got a prize pack coming up. Stay tuned. More Money Matters right here at WSB Radio, straight ahead.
Now back to Wes Moss and the money and investing advice you need.
Good morning. Welcome back to Money Matters. We got to do WSB Weekend Prize Pack. Ryan Ely, what are we doing?
The WSB Weekend Prize Pack is an $80 gift card for a quick and easy Christmas decor package courtesy of Pike Nurseries and a family four-pack of tickets to an Atlanta Gladiators home game at Infinite Energy Arena. This week's trivia question, the winner of the prize pack can answer this. The last time the Bulldogs won the national championship, Buck Ballew was their quarterback. He was not a freshman, though, when he won a national championship for them. Can you tell me what year of college Buck Ballew was in when they won?
And that's let's do the prize line, 404-741-0750. Again, 404-741-0750. Okay, now, let's do this. If you are not signed up for the weekly email that we send out, go to wesmoss.com, WESMOSS.com. This week's version, give you a taste of what is in this, why stock prices or high stock prices. Here are the articles. Why high stock prices may mean less income in retirement. The next in this newsletter, four pillars of fear in the mind of investors and why you do not necessarily have to worry. When you start decorating for Christmas may indicate how happy you are. We're talking about happiness all the time right here. Money, happiness, early retirement, the theme here for Money Matters, income investing. And then three significant changes coming to Social Security in 2018. If you are not signed up for that, go to wesmoss.com. Again, also gaining a lot of momentum, the world of YouTube. So we have put up a tremendous amount of content on YouTube. I do a weekly, I call it a Money Matters Live on Wednesday afternoons. That ends up on YouTube. We talk about when we have a great call here on Money Matters that relates to a question that many of our listeners have similar questions. We'll put that up on YouTube. So to go onto YouTube, you don't have to be the age of Luke Moss, an 8-year-old who likes to watch YouTube. You can go on there as a grown-up as well. Wes Moss Money Matters is the YouTube channel. Subscribe to that. Again, Wes Moss Money Matters on YouTube. The zeitgeist on tax reform is wrong. It's not just for the rich. It's for all of America. And it will be very good for the economy in 2018 when this thing goes through. Enjoy the rest of this wonderful Sunday. Stay tuned right here, News 95.5 AM 750 WSB.